in case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the Globo Buckets. Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant,
oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Brendan Sorsby to the supplemental draft. Texas eliminates Alabama. Oklahoma sends Georgia to the loser's bracket. A four ties, actually, in the World Cup, and premium tailgating coming to Clemson. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, June the 16th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder, 725, A Moment with Milt, or Amplos.com's sports and performance psychologist. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk about the Sorsby decision to go to the NFL supplemental draft, College World Series, review yesterday's games, preview today's games, elimination games. Talked a little Major League Baseball for you, all ties, all draws at the World Cup. Preview today's World Cup for you. Can talk about the premium tailgating packages at Clemson. And Tom Izzo gives Clemson fans good news. I don't know if that's happened before. A lot to do here on a very busy Tuesday show. And the producer, Mr. Will Clanton, real estate tycoon. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
Did you make millions and millions yesterday in the real estate field?
I made somewhere between $0 and $1 million,
okay,
yesterday.
Okay. Hopefully closer to the latter. How are you? Everything good?
I'm doing okay.
Awesome.
Honestly, yesterday was kind of a waste for me.
All right. Do tell.
Not fully, but I watched all four of the World Cup games yesterday.
Yeah.
And all four of those games, I could have and should have done anything else.
That was the nightmare. Now, there's one, I don't know. I mean, all of them had a favorite, and all of them had a surprise, because Spain should have won, and Belgium should have won, and Uruguay should have won. And I don't know about the last one there. But the point is that, yeah, so, I mean, there's huge ramifications. That being said, in America at least, The number one disaster outcome of any sporting event is a tie. And that's all we had yesterday. We had four draws yesterday. That's a nightmare in this country, at least, for the World Cup. Other countries can appreciate so much more about it. Our country, man, we don't tie. So bottom line is that wasn't a good result. What a good day for the World Cup yesterday. The Spain shocking tie. Outside of that, nah, you don't. Nothing good about any of that. Need winners. But you can't go, in this stage, you can't go penalty kicks aside all that. So I get it. I understand why. But that's not what you want if you're the World Cup.
Got about 2.5 weeks before.
Yeah.
We cannot tie anymore.
Right.
But honestly, the best game of the day was Iran and New Zealand.
Yeah, late last night.
Yeah.
2-2.
Most surprising result was Spain and Cape Verde, but not exactly exciting. Zero goals total.
Yeah, that's not a good day for the World Cup. Hopefully today, when France and Senegal take the pitch in East Rutherford, New Jersey, or when Iraq and Norway take the pitch in Foxborough, Massachusetts, or when Argentina and Algeria take the pitch in Kansas City, Missouri, hopefully we'll see some teams win and some teams lose, because that's not a good deal. Segment two, what are we going to do?
To be honest with you, when I was getting ready to go to bed, I wanted to talk about some of the interesting things that you can relate to the matchups in the World Cup so far.
All right.
But I feel like you also want to talk about the surprising news, which 9:03 p.m., Brendan Sorsby.
Yeah. The supplemental draft. Yeah. We're gonna get all into that. Let me take a quick. I had an interesting. I saw Red went by the hospital yesterday, and Red is over there now, but he's doing good. And I think he's gonna get out either late last night or last night or either, you know, today hopefully, and gonna get him back. Needs some rest, man, and we're gonna get him nursed back together. They're doing a good job with him. He's in good spirits over that way, so that's good. Then I came home. Spent some time with the kids and did a little work, and then took a short, little tiny little nap. Then cooked out last night, did a little pork chops on the Traeger last night. Then we went to the pool late last night. So good day, man. Yesterday was a great day to do that. Got a little doctor's appointment today, a little eye appointment, trying to see maybe about get my eyes fixed a little bit. So that's going to be good. So looking forward to today. It's going to be a great day for sure. And then we're at Dollywood on Friday, but I'll still be working. But we're going to Dollywood. Can't wait, man. Dolly's having us up to go to Dollywood on Friday. That'd be good. The biggest news of the day is the Brendan Sorsby stuff. In case you didn't see it last night, and a surprising twist, according to ESPN, that Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby now intends to enter the NFL draft, the supplemental draft for this season. Pete Thamel reports this, and he is not going to play college football and has done a 180. There's a story out today, and I've got to check the who wrote this one today. This is from Ross Dellinger, who said that on Sunday, Sorsby met with Texas Tech board to reaffirm them of his status wanting to play, and then Monday night they find out that he's not. It's the best case scenario for Texas Tech, except for once they got here, because you still don't want to have that hanging over you through it all. With that said, boy, they could have saved a face if they'd have told him this 2 weeks ago, because they stuck their neck out on the line for this cat, and they made this ridiculous statement, and they made lawyers looked like there was one NCAA official said yesterday, said, "I've never seen such a imaginative or you know, great imagination showing in and coming up with a suit to begin with." And then, you know, it could have saved Texas Tech the embarrassment of being forced to go out there and come up with some cockamamie ideas that we're all for the human being first, which is a bunch of bunk, a bunch of malarkey. And so Texas Tech, man, they went through all the ringers of looking like an idiot and didn't get any of the spoils of it. You know, like had he lost his appeal to begin with, they'd have been fine. When he won, they had to go out and they had to put their neck on the line. We do this in politics all the time. You have to say dumb stuff that you know is not right, but your dumb candidate did something stupid, and now you got to go out there and try to defend it at your credibility risk. And that's what happened to Texas Tech. And a stunning reversal of Brendan Sorsby. But in the end, like, now if you're Texas Tech, are you mad at Sorsby? Because I'd be saying, wait a minute, man. Hold on, dude. We stuck our neck out there for you. It'd be like paying somebody's bond to get out of jail, and then they go commit another crime or something. Like, wait a minute, man. Like, we believed in you. We made ourselves look foolish. Everybody said, don't provide the bond. Don't provide the bail money. And we did it, and then you skipped bail on us. Like, you made us look like an idiot. So, but in the end, too, like, anybody shocked? Like, I consider that like a low character deal. Like, you should have told me that 2 weeks ago. You're planning on doing it. Now, the other side of it is, did he do it just to save face for Texas Tech long term? Because short term is a big penalty to pay. Long term, though, they won't be remembered. If they win everything this year, win the conference, or win a game this year, no one's going to say, well, that's not real. That's not right. But it revealed a lot. In the end, Will Clanton, it revealed who he is, and it revealed who Texas Tech is. So we got a really good snapshot of both of those entities, showing who they are. We'll talk more about that coming up. There is the College World Series last night. Fascinating. First, Texas pounds Alabama 14-2, eliminate the Tide. And then Oklahoma beats Georgia 4-3 last night to send Georgia to the loser's bracket. So today, 2 o'clock ESPN, you got West Virginia and Troy. Loser goes home. And the winner gets to I'm going crazy now.
North Carolina.
Yeah, North Carolina. Winner's got to beat North Carolina twice. And then Georgia and Texas, elimination game tonight, 8 o'clock ESPN. And the winner has to beat – loser goes home. Winner has to beat Oklahoma twice. So we're all good there. Braves off last night. Braves play the Giants at home coming up. Phillies did shut out the Marlins last night. Rest in Major League Baseball. Nationals 7-3 over the Royals. Touchdown beats field goals every time. Reds shut out the Mets 12-0. Cards, Redbirds shut out the Padres 3-0. Rockies over the Cubs 5-4 walk-off. Twins double up Rangers 4-2. Sorry, it's a walk-off walk, by the way, for the Cubs. Tigers triple up the Astros 9-3. D-backs over the Angels 4-3. It was the A's beating the Pirates 11-2 and the Dodgers down the Rays 4-3. Rays struggling on the road as of late. Braves enter the series with the Giants now with a 7.5 game lead. We have the Tom Izzo news. I saw you give me a look like, hey, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Disgusted. I mean, what are you talking about helping Clemson? Tom Izzo comes out against Michigan State's board and all the politics that ran off their AD and ran off their president. The president's coming to Clemson now. And Tom Izzo said, I'm disgusted by it, that we lost the best president we ever had. Good news for Clemson. If Tom Izzo feels that, man, you got to feel pretty good, right? Like might be getting the right guy. But it was turmoil up there among the board that's been mentioned many times now, and while they've got major leadership turnover there, the board is dysfunctional in East Lansing, Michigan, supposedly. I'll give you that story a little bit later on. And then we've got the premium tailgate, full-service tailgates coming to Clemson called the Stacks, and you can sign up for that. We'll tell you a little bit about where that is and the right there in front of the new green space where Johnstone used to be. So a lot of you paid to stay in Johnstone. A lot of you are going to now do this. But it's interesting, and we'll tell you about what that looks like and what that that tailgate package and availability and how you reserve and all that. We'll talk about that coming up. So interesting stuff. Going to be a good busy show. And can't wait. Oh, by the way, just quickly, because I didn't mention this yesterday. You know, Tristan Smith got his additional year. Clemson wide receiver.
Yes.
Last week. And as I said before, and I'll say after, I'm disappointed in that decision. And a lot of Clemson fans are like, wait a minute, we get a wide receiver back. Yes, that's fine, but at some point in time, you got to get a job, man. You can't keep playing college football. His time's up. His eligibility's up. I don't know why to fight for more eligibility and get local judges to do this. And so very consistent with that. We didn't bring that up yesterday. Got a Clemson football recruiting note to talk about today. I think we've hit the low point. There is a Instagram post yesterday, that's the low point of recruiting ever. It can't get any lower than this, I don't feel like. I'll tell you about that coming up. That might be a 705 deal. So a lot to do, as you can tell. Let me tell you about my great friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. Get in touch with them. They'd love to help you out. Trail does an amazing job. Hey, bottom line is this. Trail is a company that I believe in, that I know that has the great culture, the great people. It's the better building experience. I love Trail. I love what they do. I love how they do it. Get in touch with them. Let them help you out. My great friends at Trail, 800-319-7006. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Segment two, we're going to talk World Cup and Brendan Sorsby, because I got to get your thoughts on Sorsby, too. All right. Short break. We'll come back to much more to this.
The sports world.
This is one of those situations where, and I need to work on this, and I've been working on this. I've gotten better about this. There's a lot of times where if you just shut your mouth and say nothing, that is the best case scenario for you.
Yeah.
And if they would have done that, if Texas Tech, at some point last week, they had a video of like this round table discussion.
Yes. 30-minute video. That man is absurd. Have you gotten our text line? You see what 9868 just texted in? This is interesting.
On the Adams & Co. a roofing text line. How long is Texas Tech going to have a black eye for this whole ordeal?
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about.
Oh.
9868.
Oh, okay.
So get this one. I'll let you read it since it's a segment, too.
Long story short. Brennan is kind of a family member by marriage. Anyway, here's what I heard from the family member. Texas Tech had to rule Sorsby ineligible. It has never died down, and the Big 12 filed a lawsuit against Texas Tech and said they would not allow Sorsby to play in the Big 12 championship or the college football playoffs. So he basically had no choice.
And he finished by saying, I'm good with it. He shouldn't be playing college football. So I take him as word that there's a relationship there with somebody in the family. I get that. And I can buy that. I think that yesterday the worm turned. I think Texas Tech probably wanted him to play. And then made these ridiculous statements. I think once the Big 12 and the Attorney General at Oklahoma, and once they figured out that this whole thing would be a federal court case because it's multi-state, and I think they saw the leverage game shifting against them, and they did not want to run the risk of, hey, man, forfeiting games, him not being ineligible, or him being ineligible and then not being eligible for conference championships or possible playoffs. I think they finally said, hey, wait a minute, this thing's piling up on us. Not to mention the PR battle, right, that now you look like an idiot. So they say, all right, we'll take the stray here. We'll look bad, but at least we get to compete for a championship. At least we're not forfeiting games. So I can buy that. That's very much within the realm of my possibility that could happen that way. And that's probably the leading, in my mind, it's probably the leading thing. The feasibility of it probably leads there.
Yeah, and as bad as Texas Tech's administration has looked in the last 2 months, we'll say.
Yeah,
I think Brett Yormark looks just as good because of the way that he stood up for
100%.
I don't want to say his values, but he defended what the rest of the Big 12 league members were saying.
He is in a democracy, and he's got to stand with the constituents of the other 13 or 15, whatever. I don't know how many is in the Big 12 now, because the 12 is not the number, obviously, but the other 13 schools or 15 schools, whatever it might be. He's got to go stand with them, because every single school was united outside of Texas Tech. The other thing I saw a tweet last night was really good. It said, in a industry where nobody agrees on everything, everybody but Texas Tech agrees on this. So we're back now. Thank goodness the national nightmare is over. However we got here, the national nightmare is over. And thank goodness we put this to bed. But as one texter did ask, how long is the black eye for Texas Tech? I think when you consider all the NIL stuff that Texas Tech is doing too, and, you know, because they're just dumping gobs of money, $50 million rosters, I think Texas Tech looks like the mercenary, you know, the go-buy championship schools, do whatever it takes to win championship schools. I think that this moniker will not go away for Texas Tech. I think this is here to stay short term. I don't know, next few years maybe. I think it's for sure that Texas Tech now looks bad. So this is a black eye that will last, in my opinion.
I can see that. I feel slightly different. I feel like any school that is spending that type of money would have done the same thing.
You were forced to do the same thing. And as a result of doing the same, I'm not saying other schools wouldn't do it, but your reputation suffers. Any school's reputation would suffer. It had been Southern Cal or Notre Dame, or had it been Army or Navy. Like, you know, you're going to suffer. You're going to have a black eye here. I'm not saying that they, well, Army and Navy wouldn't do it, but you know, if Ohio State did it, Michigan did it, or Clemson did it, South Carolina did it, like, yeah, your reputation is going to suffer a little bit to this level. I mean, to where everybody's against you. Yeah, 100%.
But definitely not as bad if Sorsby had not done what he did
right
last night.
Well, another thing, you combine that with this mercenary deal, like they're just paying guys out the yin yang over there to come play football. So I get that for sure.
Yeah, all I have to say is thank goodness, because I personally had been getting sick of hearing his name, Sorsby. Yeah. Have you ever heard that last name before?
Nope.
It's very unique. It's very iconic. Everything around him the last 2 months it's been infuriating, just the way that it has played out up until last night. I even told a friend of mine, he was asking me what my personal take on it was, and I said, I'll double Picasso myself if I hear his name come August. Cut both my ears off. because I got sick of hearing about the situation.
Picasso or Van Gogh?
Which one
didn't have a ear? I thought it was Van Gogh. Was it Picasso? No, yeah, it's Van Gogh, I think. Well, we got to look that one up.
Now we got to look that up. I'm not. I am.
Pablo Picasso was in the last 100 years or so. I think Van Gogh. I will say. We'll look that up quickly. Look that up while I look this. 1882 says, "Do you think that Tex 80 or present ever gets another job elsewhere?" It's a very good question. It's Van Gogh, by the way. Yeah, leave it to me
really? To
be the cultured one here. Now, Picasso, Pablo Picasso was just a few short years ago. I think people had the mis. People think like Pablo Picasso is in the 1400s or something. But no,
that cut his ear off.
No, Van Gogh. That's Van Gogh.
Really?
Yeah. Pablo Picasso was living in the 70s. He died in 1973 with 2 ears intact. Vincent Van Gogh is the earless one. Well, he's got one. Van Gogh, the Dutch painter, died in 1890. And, he didn't have an ear. He had one ear. He didn't have 2 ears. So.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to go Van Gogh. You want to go double Van Gogh. You wanted to Van Gogh.
Already in the last 2 days, this character that you've been playing for the last 23 years.
Yeah.
Of this dumb guy that only knows sports.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm a brilliant, well-rounded, cultured, learned, cultured man. Yeah.
Your true character is finally
sure
coming
it
out.
Is. Sure.
Thank you.
But to Texas' point, I think the AD and the president look really bad now. Texas and Michigan State jobs, AD's jobs open and president's jobs open. Yeah, you can go up there. But I think you look bad now. Like, man, you're not principled at all, but I'm going to hire you. Everybody hated you. You came out, you're like an idiot. One thing you can say is, hey, we're loyal. You know, we're loyal. Remember some of the Sopranos where, Tony or Uncle June or somebody has to send out a hit. Like, you got to go do your job. You don't want to do it, but you're going to be loyal, and you'll stand by it. So that's what that was.
Not only will we give you more money than anyone else.
Yeah.
We'll go to bat to you.
Oh, that's the thing now.
To a fault.
That's the thing that they're doing now, right, is that we still – because now you're back into the corner. What they should say is, hey – you know what, man? We got screwed on this deal, man. We got put in a bad spot. We didn't really believe all that stuff. We had to do it. We're sorry. We made a mistake. We didn't have to do it. But they can't do that. What they have to say now is, well, no, we believe in the human. Human beings are so much more important than sporting events. Like, if this guy couldn't throw a football like that, like if he's a 13 guy, like they'd never go to bat for him. But no, we're going to stand by. Let it be known to all those in the future at Texas Tech, we're going to stand by our students first. Yeah. Let somebody break into the bookstore and steal some stuff. See how long they stand by this cat. Can he shoot basketball? Oh, yeah, we're going to stand by you. Is he 90-mile-an-hour fastball guy? Oh, yeah, we'll stand by you. Oh, he's just a chemistry guy? Oh, he didn't play. No, this guy's got to go. You got to be held accountable for your actions. So they look terrible that way. But the AD and the president is a great good point. Here's one final thing for you. All right. How much will teams hold it against him? I mean, this is a guy who gambled and knew it and tried to. If you're an NFL team, you go, man, I don't know. Man, I don't want to get in bed with this guy in the supplemental draft.
That's another thing that I do not know anything about. That's two things, art history and the supplemental draft. I don't know what people are, what NFL teams are on the hook for in terms of their obligations with payment. Because if it's like the waiver wire, if you're just kind of, you know, giving the guy a shot, you might as well. But I mean, he's going to be under the microscope now. NFL teams, they're not going to play around.
Yeah. I mean, they can't. He can't. So I'm interested. There'll be some teams that will be scared off by this for sure. All right. When we come back, I'll give you a little lesson in art. I'll give you the difference in Leonardo da Vinci compared to Michelangelo, compared to Vincent van Gogh, to Pablo Picasso. And one thing I will tell you up front, Monet and Monet, I don't know the difference. But we'll give you the Rembrandt. We'll give you the era that they came from. I'll get you a little enlightened up here. Give me 2 minutes to get you enlightened a little bit. For us, you know, learned cultural icons. Short break. We'll come back much more after this. Points in college recruiting. We have hit the official low in recruiting now. I thought Swordsley might have been the low on the field type stuff. But in recruiting world, we've hit an all-time low. Did you watch any College World Series yesterday?
I got the seventh inning of the UGA Oklahoma game.
Yeah.
So seventh, I saw the last three innings of that.
Oklahoma got the great start. The three-run first, and got just a brilliant pitching performance. You hold Georgia down to three runs and eight hits. Their pitcher went seven and a third, and then their bullpen, their closer came and shut things down, and Oklahoma gets a 4-3 win here. Oklahoma has beaten Georgia Tech and Georgia. I mean, think about that for a second. Number two and number three. Oklahoma's playing as good a baseball as anybody in the country. Heard a great story this morning coming in that let me be clear about this. I've been around Oklahoma fans about five times now. Clemson, Oklahoma playing about three times, or maybe. And I had a friend of mine who played basketball at Oklahoma. And so I've only been around Oklahoma fans a few times. Really good people. Midwestern values type thing. Really good people. So I'm happy for them. And so they had this line coming out of the locker room. I heard a reporter talk about this morning. This line coming out of the locker room. And the guy at the head of the line doing the high fives and the admiration line, Barry Switzer, the 88-year-old Barry Switzer. And he talked about how Barry Switzer's still really sharp at 88. Bootlegger's boy. Hang half a hundred on him.
Probably really scary, too.
Oh, yeah. You're still scared of that guy. That's the Super Bowl champion, Barry Switzer. The national champion, Barry Switzer. Man, this guy, he loves it. And Oklahoma head coach from 73 to 88. I saw Barry Switzer lose to Clemson, by the way, in the Citrus Bowl 1 year. But Super Bowl champion, three-time national champion. He's 88, and he's right there in the middle of it. I saw Bob Stoops out there. Just very interested to see what's going on at Oklahoma. I hadn't seen Venables. Venables were recovering from a little neck surgery. I didn't see him. Did you see any Venables shots? I hadn't seen him out there. But man, Stoops and Switzer are all out there in the middle of it. Great win for Oklahoma. Now today you got elimination. Because yesterday, Bama and Ole Miss, the first two went home. Anybody talking about SEC with those two? No. Today, you've got West Virginia, Troy, 2 o'clock, ESPN2. Either of those has to beat North Carolina twice. This is a good story, though. West Virginia's a better team. Hopefully, they'll put that together. I think West Virginia could beat North Carolina twice. I don't think Troy can. Then, Georgia and Texas, 8 o'clock, ESPN. I kind of want this to be Texas because I want a little Red River rivalry in Omaha. But man, think about what – I'd say Oklahoma's had the most impressive postseason yet.
Yeah, and I mean, shout out to Zeke on his call yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's during this segment yesterday. Oklahoma is, they are playing the best baseball in the nation right
now. Yes, they are.
And the way that they beat Georgia, just, I mean, eking out four runs and then holding on, keeping Georgia to three runs, that's very impressive.
That's saying something. So if you remember now, they went to they won the Atlanta Regional when they beat Georgia Tech. Actually, they beat Tech twice, if you remember that, because Tech was up in the series, because Tech beat them earlier on. They played Tech three times, but they beat Georgia Tech twice on Sunday and Monday, 15-8 and 8-7. Then they went to the Super Regional in Lawrence, Kansas. They beat Kansas, the host there, the 15 seed, 8-1 and 13-2. And then they beat Alabama 9-0 and Georgia 4-3. In the last six games right now, all right, they beat Georgia Tech 15-8, 8-7, beat Kansas 8-1, 13-2, beat Alabama 9-0, beat Georgia 4-3. Like, that's an impressive run you're going to find. And now they're sitting in the fabled catbird seat as we move forward with all that. But good stuff there for sure. Adams and Cody, text line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text it, wait, no, Bob Ross. No, that guy was strange. My granddad was that kind of painter, too. Tex said Leonardo da Vinci was good in Wolf of Wall Street. Or Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, da Vinci could do Last Supper, Mona Lisa, do the adventures he did, and do the Wolf of Wall Street. And that would have been the final feather in his cap. Tex said, what, no Hunter Biden? No Hunter Biden. Not in the top of all time. UGA troll gets in. Now you talk about the World Series when Georgia loses. Such haters. I guess your team is dominated by Georgia all your life, then you hate. No. Actually, if you listened last week and weren't so overly sensitive to all this, you'd find out that we talked about regionals and Clemson and South Carolina weren't in it. We talked about super regionals and Clemson and South Carolina were not in it. And we talked about all the games in the College World Series. If you just paid attention a little bit, you know that we previewed Ole Miss and North Carolina and Troy and West Virginia. We've been talking College World Series and talking college baseball for weeks and weeks, and Clemson South Carolina hadn't played in a month. So, no, we talk about the College World Series every single game. And we're talking about Oklahoma now. Nobody dissed on Georgia this morning. Talked about what an accomplishment it was. But if you want to be thin-skinned, then live your life that way. But no, we've talked college baseball almost every day since February here on the show.
We're giving Oklahoma high praise for beating UGA.
I know. So, sorry, overly sensitive man, thin-skinned one, UGA troll. No, we talk about it all the time. Talked about on yesterday's show. We talked about North Carolina's clutch gene and taking care of West Virginia and Troy destroying Ole Miss, eliminating Ole Miss. So, no, we're not just – no one's out to get you, bud. This is not a conspiracy. Everybody's out to get you. Short break. We'll come back. Recruiting hitting a low hour after this.